Hey everybody, Daniel Gregory. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of The Perceptive Photographer. This is part two of a three-part series on how we move from an idea to the actual execution of a photo series or body of work. In the first podcast last week, we talked about how we kind of get from idea to concept, how we kind of start that seeding process, where those ideas come from, how we capture them, how we collect them, and how they kind of start to funnel into the concept. Today's podcast is how we kind of move from those concepts to a photo series. And in our third podcast next week, we're going to talk about what we do with that photo series kind of once it's developed. How do we move that into an execution level? What are the kind of things we need to consider when we move towards really ultimately sharing that photo series with others, whether it's for editorial use, for commercial use, for fine art use? What are kind of some of the things we might need to think about and how we present that body of work and how we might talk about that body of work? Well, like I said, for this week, we're talking about how we move from concept to photo series. And I think this is one of the more interesting areas of this kind of broader topic we're talking about, because the concept is really that abstract idea. It's just that notion we have. We've had an idea, it's fleshed out a little bit, but it still represents a pretty abstract concept within our head. And the photo series is really concrete. It's a series of images that ultimately relay some level of a story or an essay, and it really kind of completes what we think of as that abstract concept in a really meaningful, tangible way. One of the things I've learned over my years of working on different photo projects and working with different photo people is there's not a single way to do this. There's multiple paths to the same location. You know, all roads lead to Rome. In this case, I would love to be able to say this is the exact way you're going to go about creating a photo series from a concept. But there's a number of different ways to execute that, and there's a number of different ways that work for different people. So I want to talk about some of those things I've come across over my years of working on this and working with other people. But know that if you have a certain process that's working for you, that doesn't mean that you need to change anything or do anything different. What ultimately matters is you're able to take that abstract idea and make it more concrete. I think one of the ways a lot of people actually get in and work on their photo concepts is they really think of it more as an exploratory nature. It's more like kind of on the road with Jack Kerouac. You load up the car, you're ready to just go out on an adventure. You don't even necessarily have a destination in mind, but what really matters is the journey you're on. And you know key milestones, key points of interest. You might mark on a map a general place you want to go, but really it's about that ongoing exploration. You're being informed as the process goes along. And I think this is one of the ways that a lot of people actually work on the initial concept. I think it's where a lot of people start before they even realize they have a photo series, is they're just trying to explore different things. They're trying out different places. They're trying out different photo shoots. And all of a sudden, they realize that they actually might be onto something. So that exploratory nature, I think, is a really common element for how people actually start to work. I think some people also start off with a really defined way of dealing with the concept. So they have the abstract notion, but they're able to really articulate really clearly ultimately where they want to go. So this is a person who, for example, if we go back to that map analogy, this is the person who wants to leave LA and get to San Francisco as quickly as possible. So they might take I-5 rather than taking 101 up the coast or going through Nevada or over to Arizona to see the Grand Canyon and kind of work their way up through Utah and Wyoming and back down. The direct path gives them a real clear understanding of where they're going and how fast they want to get there. In some ways, the defined path, I think, is a really great step. And I think for a lot of people, you ultimately have to get into a defined path because for a lot of people, it's what allows us to actually complete the photo series. So you might start off more exploratory, but ultimately you end up with a defined path. And some people, I think, have the reverse. They might start off with a really clear defined path. They know they want to get from A to B as quickly as possible. But sometimes along the journey, we end up getting sidetracked. We stop to see what that largest ball of string is on the side of the road, and it ultimately leads to a much more effective photo series because the concept's allowed to change and shift as it evolves. I also think there's a lot of ways and type of photography we do and the way we create photography that I call more purpose-based. So maybe you have this idea for a particular subject that's passionate to you. Maybe it's the environment. Maybe it's immigration. Maybe it's women's rights, maybe it's race relations in this country, whatever it is, but you have something you're very passionate about. So you have this idea that you want to take what you have as a passion and apply it to your photography. You don't know how to do it. You don't ultimately know what story is being told, but you have this kind of purpose-based idea, this purpose-based concept. And I think that's another way a lot of people can kind of start getting going as they work with a concept. So like I said, there's kind of those three kind of big buckets that I think a lot of people work with. They're really clear where they're going. They're exploring where they're going, or it's something that's personal that they believe in, and they now need to somehow apply and take that idea and ultimately evolve into the photo series. So how do we take that concept and actually apply it into our shooting? You've heard me say this over and over and over again, but I think one of the most important tools is the writing down and is the journaling and is the creation of vocabulary to help understand the work. I also think talking about the work a lot is really important. So finding anybody you can share with what your concept is, what you're thinking about doing, no matter what kind of track or road you're on, I think that conversation is really important because it helps you better understand the work. It helps you better understand what you might be doing with the actual photography. At the end of the day, though, to create a photo series, you have to create a lot of photos. Most of the time, I would say the biggest issue I see with photographers is they over-edit too soon. What I mean by that is they narrow the scope of the photography too soon. They're looking to keep only those hero shots or only those best shots or only the shots that they think make the most sense for what they believe their concept to be. The concepts are ultimately evolving over time. The more informed you get, the more you better understand your own work, the more you better understand how you're applying the concept and developing that concept into the photo series, may ultimately shift which photographs you ultimately select. It may also shift what ultimately ends up being the stronger photographs for the photo essay and photo series. So I think one of the first things you have to do is shoot a lot. You have to create a huge body of work so that you can select down and make sure that you have all of the verbs, nouns, pronouns, adjectives to ultimately tell the story you want in the photo series. If all you do is go out and photograph nouns, you're going to miss a huge part of the story. You're not going to be able to describe all the different elements of the story. If you're telling a story and you're talking about certain people and you miss a part of their lives, we're going to have holes in our understanding of the photo series. Even though you may have clarity around it, it won't be reflected in the photo series because those photos are actually missing. So shooting a lot. When you start to pull that series together and you start to think about that concept, literally you need to put everything that could be related to that concept into that photo bucket. When you go through an edit, the edit isn't to determine what works as a photograph. The purpose of this type of editing and culling of the photographs is really to look at what works for the concept you're trying to explore or the concept you're trying to explain. Oftentimes, you might have the opportunity to go back and reshoot a photograph or recontextualize a photograph or repeat the photo shoot if it's not something that was, you know, a once-in-a-lifetime moment. Or if it's a once-in-a-lifetime moment, maybe there's one of the other photographs in that collection might work. But the key is we've got to get a lot of photographs in there that ultimately are about the concept. When we get the concept clear through the photography, then we can start to edit and sequence for what are the strongest photographs that have been made to tell that story. And I think that's one of the key shifts that you're going to have to make if you really want to move from developing the concept into the photo essay is letting go of the notion that it's only the best photographs that you have in your collection on any given day are the photos you work with. You need to work with a broader set of photographs. So put everything in, go through your past photographs. Anything that you remotely think might relate goes in that photo group. Once you have that in the group, then you start to look for common themes and elements. And they might be obvious. They could be by subject type. They could be by location. They could be by a certain style. Maybe all the portraiture stuff goes together and all the landscapes go together. Or maybe you're doing something that involves a lot of macro work and it could be grouped by color. But you start to thematically pull these images together around how you want to relay the concept, around how you believe the concept should be evolving. You could also start to group and identify photographs based on their subtext. So what is the underlying meaning? What is the emotional context? What is the feeling that's generated? Now, if you've got a particular concept you're dealing with and you want it to have a more macabre or noir feeling, that would significantly change potentially the images you would select and ultimately how you would process them, which is something we'll talk about in the next podcast, which is that moving to that final element. But understanding how that subtext could come into play is really important in developing your understanding of moving into the series. So now you've kind of explored, you've kind of looked and defined, you've gotten some clarity around what you're trying to do with the concept, you've gotten a large body of work, and now you've started to build these buckets and piles of photographs that start to convey different notions, meanings, feelings, ideas, and those have been started to group together. At that point, you're going to have to do what I think is one of the absolute most challenging parts of this process. You're going to have to commit to a story. You're going to have to decide how you want to tell that story. You can't always just walk and present every angle, every side, everything. You're ultimately going to have to take some position in what you're attempting to do and what you're attempting to say in your photography. And from that, you're then able to group together what you want to have happen with the images. You can start to pull out and tell the story from all those different piles, all those different nouns and adjectives. If you think of each photograph as a different type of speech, you can start to pull all of those together to relay that story you want. It's that sorting, organizing, reviewing that becomes really important to this. Once you've started to do that, you're basically looking for clarity. Is my concept more clear with the set of photos I have now? If it is more clear, what's missing? You've got to do the gap analysis. You've got to say, oh, I'm missing this photograph. I'm missing this set of adjectives to describe what's going on in my work. You then go back and shoot some more. You then look at the clarity again, and you basically wash, rinse, and repeat until you have the body of work that you're looking for, that series that you want that ultimately relays what has been that concept, what has become that abstract idea that you've gotten the clarity over. Do you actually have the photos that relay and tell that? If you don't, you've got to keep working that process because you're never going to be satisfied with the work you're creating if you're missing something. I think a lot of times, you know, we have to have deadlines in place. Maybe we're working on a book. Maybe we have something that's due on a deadline. And so that compresses it. That's a restriction on the process. But given the time, I think it's really important to go through this exercise, particularly on an unbound by time project, so you can really see what happens and how you work to make sure that you ultimately get that photo series you want. Too many times, I think we rush and say, oh, well, here's the in some cases, here's the 20 images I have. I've picked the best 10. I put them in an order that seems to work. And I don't understand why my concept isn't clear. I don't understand why my series doesn't have the same weight or gravity of some of the other work I've looked at. And like I said, I think it's because we didn't create enough volume of work. We didn't sequence and edit and rework that over and over again to make sure that the series ultimately relayed what was the feeling we had about the initial concept. Because even those initial concepts are abstract, we ultimately know kind of what we want to say and how we want them to work. One of the things I sometimes get asked too is, what do you do when you're looking for that missing content? You're doing that gap analysis, you're doing that wash, rinse, repeat cycle. How do you know what to go out and shoot for? How do you know where to look for the areas to fill in the gaps in these concepts? One of the things I would encourage you to do is build a list of all the things you do in your life. You know, I'm a list person. I think one of the things that's great about building that list is you're going to be able to quickly apply that into this process. So you need to write down the things you like, what you love to do, what you innately do. What have you done for careers? I was a landscaper when I was growing up. I've worked in the software industry. I've done marketing. I've done all these things. What are all those things? Because those ultimately shape your view. They will ultimately impact how those concepts developed, and they'll ultimately impact how those stories are told. So understanding who you are will also really help you understand how those concepts are developing. And oftentimes, when a photo series doesn't feel right, and when you don't feel like the concept's developed right, it's because some element of you, some part of who you are, is ultimately missing from that story. So the time you spend on some introspection about yourself, I think, is a really critical part of the process. So that's what I think we, as we talk about this kind of overall piece, we talked about moving from idea to concept. Now we've kind of talked about how to move from concept to photo series. And next week, we're going to talk about, once we kind of have that photo series, what are the next steps we do after that? How do we think about presentation? How do we think about maybe shifting things? Because one of the other things I think can happen to people is you might have this concept and ultimately you end up with a large body of work for a book. But out of that, you also have to distill down to a gallery series or some promotional material. So a series, a photo series and a photo concept can be presented in a number of different ways. And so we're going to talk about that next week, some of the things to consider and think about as you're working on these different elements and bodies of work that you might be creating. Hope you have a great week behind the camera. Don't forget, you can always find us up online on iTunes, or you can find us at on the web at www.theperceptivephotographer.com. Have a great week, and I will see you next time.